Good evening, I'd like to call this meeting for the community service meeting Tuesday, October 5th, 2021, to order at 6:29 PM. Counselor Seneca is present. Counselor Leach is present. We have Jeremy Tracer and Jason Knute present and an audience. Is there any changes to the agenda? Okay, moving on. Can I get approval of the minutes?
They look good to me.
Okay, we'll deal with approval of the minutes. Is there any public comment not listed? And do we have anybody that's listening?
We have one. Let's see if the audience member wishes to press star six to ask questions if they've got it. Doesn't look like any takers tonight.
We will be moving on. Moving on to pool projects discussion.
Yeah, before the committee this evening, just kind of want to open the discussion on future pool projects and some ideas that staff has come up with. Kind of wanted to get committee's feedback on those ideas and just kind of some direction on if folks like that idea, like that path. Some other things that anybody would like to see added, subtracted. Just kind of wants to just first off open the discussion on that and see if anybody has any ideas.
I wanted to throw one more piece in there that Superintendent Tracer did not throw in. Right now we have about 80,000 round numbers that we still got some left for your can for them, but 80,000 that is designated just for projects in general, it's not for anything specific. And so that's why Superintendent Tracer is here tonight saying we have 80K that's allocated for pool projects. What would the committee like staff to spend their time chasing down? This is really what it boils down to. Since this is the off season for the pool, we'd have time to get certain things done, like the theories, yeah, like perimeter fence,
right?
Something like that could be done before the next pool season. Adding a kiddie pool, a splash pad, maybe not so much so,
right?
But it's one of those things that if that kind of thing needs to get on a list somewhere so we know that it's there and we're trying to save money toward it, that kind of thing. So, and then he's got a bunch of other stuff too.
Yeah. So it's kind of, as staff, we kind of started doing some brainstorming of things that we would like to see and stuff we've seen at other pools that we think we could do without, a complete overhaul of everything, reinventing the wheel. I broke it up into three separate phases. Not necessarily saying we have to go that route, just as kind of looking for some guidance on that, basically. These prices here on phase one, I did seek out one bid for the perimeter fence, so this is a fairly close number, it's a little high, but fairly close number. The grass hill, I guess I should probably explain a little bit. If you can picture like the west side of the pool, it kind of rolls down off of the fence. Staff's idea was to possibly roll that up a little bit and put the perimeter fence on top of that so that folks had a place to kind of, a grass area to lay blankets out, have picnic areas out there inside the perimeter of the pool fencing itself.
Superintendent Tracer, clarification question on this fencing project. Mm-hmm. Would you remove the existing fencing when you put the new perimeter?
Yes, the existing fencing will go away.
So that would kind of make it a little more of like a amphitheater kind of concept idea.
Mm-hmm.
Where you had that grassy area to mm-hmm. be able to entertain a little better.
Yeah, the idea was to extend the fence to the south and have picnic tables and, mm-hmm. and stuff such as that there. We also included a very rudimentary sketch of the idea here.
I have a question on that. If we didn't extend the fence out to the north,
right,
would that save us a little bit of money now?
So yes, I talked to the fencing contractor and we discussed not extending out to the north, just shooting across here where the yellow line is for now. And then once the splash pad kiddie pool area is built, if that's built, then at that point, that would be changed into a 4-foot fence for a divider for parents to not have to worry about little guys getting into the
right.
deep end of the pool there.
Yeah.
And they said that's very easily done.
Wait. So just keep it, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, so you keep it on the north side the same, so you'd come right. out and out this way.
Yep. And at current time, the idea would be an 8-foot fence at current time, and then in the future, it would be extended out to the north, and then a 4-foot fence put in place.
Would we be able to use the existing fence that's already there to make it bigger and just add to it? Would that help save some money?
I mentioned that to the fencing contractor. It wouldn't save enough money to really make it worthwhile. For one, that fence, once they take it down and re-stretch it and everything, it's not likely that we're going to be able to use it all. So it's not out of the question completely, but they said it really isn't that big of a savings.
Okay.
Yeah. Because a lot of the cost there is labor.
So how long do you think it would take, or what would it entail, to do a kiddie pool?
Well, I haven't really opened that discussion with many pool contractors. I have very briefly with a pool contractor when they were bidding the reshell process.
Mm-hmm.
Was that 3 years ago? It did not sound like it would be that difficult to do.
I just from what I've seen, at River Road in the olden days, that's where I took the kids. And it was so nice, and it didn't look really a tough do.
There are two things that we'll have to watch out with. Number one is you're in any of that cost, what do you do with the existing basketball court and the demo mm-hmm. of that? So, you know, you're going to have to come up with some plans, you know, would probably be that next step. My concern would be is if we go to expand the pool, which adding this would be, does that open us up to other code compliance issues that we would have to address? So I would like, for me, what I would suggest is getting together with a pool contractor or somebody to do a design drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have something then to reach out and talk with, like Linn County and those, saying, okay, what is it, you know, are we going to open up any kind of a Pandora's box so
right.
we don't
yeah.
get caught on the back end? That would be my only concern, because I know this pool's been around a while, so I'm not sure if it would be up to today's standards. I right. don't know.
Yeah.
And it may be one of those, since it's far enough away, maybe we won't, but I would think we would want to have that conversation as well.
Yeah.
You know, and over the winter is a good time to put pencil to paper to get a design, which then we can get some estimates on and get a sense of, because the other piece we would need to look at is, what does that do to our existing mechanical room,
right.
size-wise?
Mm-hmm. It would require an additional pump.
Another additional what?
A pool pump.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
You know that.
And is the filter going to be big enough to filter all of that?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So there are some more questions. I just, and I did speak into Administrator Canope's thought there. I did talk to Russ, our building official. The fence perimeter and the stuff in phase one none of that will trigger any.
Well, this is going to be a little outside of Russ's wheelhouse. It's not, he's not going to be the one to say, unfortunately.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff and that.
Right. With the fence and the, because from my standpoint, I completely support the kiddie pool concept. I think it's a great concept. Mm-hmm. It feeds in with, as I mentioned to the committee before, viewing this whole, whether it's the pool, the Max Strauss, or the Topgolf Park, Laurel Park is a complex, for instance. Mm-hmm. It's three separate pieces. And this works to that. So, and he's got some great things on the list. You know, it'd be tough to pick, but they're all really good projects.
Yeah.
So together, if I did my math right, everything on phase one is about $100,000.
It's right about $100,000, yeah. And keep in mind, so I have on here, replace the deck furniture. That's in the CEP this year, so that's on a different line item. And then some of the other stuff. And like I said, the numbers, things are a little inflated, but obviously we'll have to work with that.
Well, I know like the exterior doors really do need to be replaced.
Yes, that is.
Especially the poolside exterior doors. Because of the high chlorine content, and it's just eating those metal doors away.
Are we having a lot of vandalism in that area?
So we have not had a lot of vandalism, but we did have an inflation this year of kids jumping the fence and getting in the pool. We had a lot more of that this year than I've ever remembered in the past. So.
Well, they wanted the pool, so
they
were going to get
right.
It one way or another, whether it was open or not.
Yep.
And I think the security part of that is super important, just because of safety.
Right.
And
yeah.
And then, you know, if something were to happen, you know, they're just the liability of that. But yeah, just the safety. We don't want anybody getting in there with if it's not staffed or manned. So in case. Just because it is a pool, I think that's pretty important.
But those lockers have been there forever, haven't they?
There's actually no lockers.
They don't have them anymore?
They're gone.
Really?
Yes. I don't know when they were removed exactly.
Really?
The reason behind it, but do you
For
remember?
Heaven's sake.
No, I don't.
No. They're gone.
They're gone?
They're gone.
Well then probably you're gonna have to get some lockers.
So yeah. So
they're all be darned.
Yeah, the hanging bags.
There was hanging bags, yeah. But they're pretty well shot.
Yeah, I think those were to address not having lockers, so
I honestly in the time that I took over pool maintenance there has not been lockers. So prior to Rick's era sometime they were removed. Yeah.
I'll be darned. Well.
How much money did I hear right? $80,000 set aside for phase one?
If the committee's interested, what we could do, if I'm assuming your math is right as well for adding it up, so I'm just going to roll with that. So if we said that to replace the deck furniture is coming out of a different line item.
That's the CEP line item.
So it takes us down to 90.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you we can find someplace else to fund the doors out of. From a building, maybe like a building
maintenance. There is a building maintenance line, there's the building maintenance line item that we've kind of set aside for mechanical room stuff, but.
Yeah, but I mean, even outside of the pool budget, I mean.
Right.
So that would take us down to 80.
There's one thing, I thought we had talked about it one time that I don't see on here. It was like maybe an awning or something. Was that the pool we talked about, the awning?
We did, yes. Over, are you talking, are you referring to over in the storage area? So on the overhead shot here, in the blue area, we have kind of a concession stand area.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're referring to?
I thought it was on the back side. Maybe it, Maybe it was that, but I thought like some sort of an awning or a covered area, because otherwise everybody's just directly in the sun.
Well, that's part of the furniture.
The furniture.
Oh, that would be, okay.
The umbrellas.
Umbrellas,
okay.
Yeah. That, it's definitely something if we like to, I can look into for sure.
I have a question, or can I? I'm just gonna say,
we have a question.
The bleachers might be what you were thinking about, where they talked about the awning, where the bleachers are outside of the pool?
Oh.
Because they're in total sun too.
They are in complete sun, yeah. And you'll notice on that list, there is a set of roll-away bleachers, where we can store them up against the building when not being used, when not in use. Because really the only time the bleachers are used that I've noticed are during swim meets, stuff like that. So roll those around and set them up pretty easily.
Just thought of something with that question. Is there anything over there? There's no like snack shack at all, is there? Because they sold them from inside?
They sell from the guard stack, the guard station, yeah.
Okay. I think that's a super idea.
Yeah. Your phase two?
I have that in phase two.
Off-season storage concession.
Yeah.
So that would take care of that having
a... Yeah. No, I just think that's a great idea. I know Tom and I talked about that a long time ago.
Currently, we don't have a very, very usable storage area for like all the...
Yeah.
The pool furniture and stuff.
Yeah.
So we've discussed, you know, once we purchase nice new furniture, either a place to store it. Until this is built, it's actually probably going to come back to Public Works and be put away someplace there. I don't want it out in the sun or, you know, out of the weather.
Yeah.
Not.
No, that's a good idea.
So that snack shack storage area.
Perfect. Yeah. Yep. Good idea.
Can you kind of twerk some of these numbers a little better to see where we're really sitting at if we did everything in stage one?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Of course you can, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. So I put $30,000 for the grass area and hill. So most of that is filled dirt. Field dirt right now is a hot commodity. So depending on how different projects go, that number could shrink quite a bit. So.
Well, I think one thing we need to get done now on top of the list of anything is replacing the exterior doors.
Absolutely.
Because when I went over there with you and seen them, they're bad.
They're bad.
They need to be replaced.
They've been bad for years.
Yeah. Yep, that's for sure.
We've kind of band-aided them together for long enough. So that is definitely number one on the list.
Yeah.
For sure.
How's the rest of the committee feel about bringing that back to the council and seeing, you know, if we can move forward with that part of phase one now?
Yeah, I'm all for anything that's going to help for next summer when we open.
Yeah.
And are you going to have time to do that kind of stuff? Or, you know, that's up to you, Jeremy, how that works for you.
Right.
You know, that's...
The fencing, absolutely, I can get that put together for council. These other numbers are stuff that I've kind of pulled off of different websites, so that's very easy. The grass hill area, what I would probably do on that is I'll get with some contractors and have it actually bid out. And that will give us the high number.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can work down from there. Because like I said, that's the biggest part of that is the dirt. And if we can find a dirt source that's, you know, somebody's doing a project that needs to get rid of some stuff, then that drops that number significantly. That's full retail right there.
Councilor Cindy, do you have anything you'd like to come back to council off of phase one?
No, just, yeah, what he's talked about, I think, is, you know, a lot of this other stuff, you know, the reader board and the security cameras and stuff like that. I mean, I think the security cameras are important, but, like, not right away. Mm-hmm. You know, we could, I would rather see the expansion get done, because that's where a lot of the main work's going to have to happen, and all this stuff is a little bit littler and easier to do that can won't take as long. You know, so just work on the bigger stuff first so that we're ready for next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll do is
I'm okay with you, Councilor Leach.
So, like I say, if you're going, like, replace exterior doors is number one, and fencing number two, and the hill grass area number three, or what order did...
Yeah, I definitely agree that the doors are number one.
Yeah.
That's in my mind, not an upgrade.
Yeah.
It needs to happen.
Yep.
And then, like I said, deck furniture is in the CEP, so that needs to happen also. Move forward with that. As far as the grass hill and the fence expansion, that we can almost just do as kind of one project.
Okay.
It's two separate projects, but they kind of go hand in hand.
Okay.
So what I can do is, like I mentioned, get with some contractors, get more firm numbers on those, and bring them back to you folks or to council.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if the corner posts are still out there from the last time I was surveyed?
They are.
Okay.
Yes.
But I think we're pretty much what I'm hearing. We're on consensus. At least bring back to council the doors so we can get that done.
Well, do you want the council to go? Do you want the doors to go to council? Or just
they don't need to.
They're below.
I'm in favor of doing the doors because I went over there and looked at everything with you, and they've got to be replaced.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
I just know how. What's easier for you to take to the council? Whether it would be easier and wrap it up as these three things or two projects. Instead of this one. I don't know.
Yeah. I would say if the committee's okay with it, other than these top two items, they're all within at least Jason's spending limit. So what I'll do is I'll get more firm numbers on the fence and the grass area and bring that back to council, or would you guys like to see
it
first? It
would need to come to committee first.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Any other discussion?
Nope.
Okay.
This is wonderful.
Let's move on to the reserve park update.
All right. I just wanted to very quickly bring everybody up to speed on the reserve park. While we were waiting on parts for our waterline project over here, we had some downtime, so I started having a contractor haul in dirt over at the reserve park and got most of it shaped. We hauled in 56 loads of dirt. And got most of the park area, the raised areas shaped, and the playground equipment will go to council this coming meeting for final approval. And at that point, I'll start. Assuming that's approved, I will start picking off the smaller purchases too.
Oh, good.
At that time, you know, the bike racks, basketball hoops, stuff like that. Get that, all that stuff here so that once everything, once stuff starts drying out, we can get over there and start building the park.
Good.
It does sound like, kind of like I mentioned with the pool, dirt was one of the biggest items on the engineer's estimate. It was, I want to say it was over $30,000.
Wow.
For dirt for that. We found a source that was substantially less than that. So that saved quite a bit of money there. So, and then if everything goes to plan, the contractor for the reserve should have some left over and has, like I said, if it goes to plan, has offered that to us.
Yeah, so good.
That'll be good.
That's a good deal.
And they're happy over there at the reserve? All those?
They're happy with the movement on the park.
Good,
sure.
I bet. Yeah, that's great. That's good. Yeah.
Councilor Seneca, you got anything you want to add to that?
Nope, I'm just glad to see it going.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right, we'll move on to the community center project discussion.
So this item is a new item before the committee as part of the funding that Senator Manning has designated for Junction City. There was $500,000 for the community center. And so I wanted to kind of start the discussion here on what the committee would like to see, because basically the letter that was used as part of the submission for the funding, talking about expanding the community center. It wasn't super specific. I mean, it didn't say add 3 rooms and an extra 1,000 square feet or whatever that, you know, it didn't get to that level. The reason why I'm bringing it up the way I'm bringing it up is I know the committee has brought up in the past about combining the centers into one facility. And this could fit under that guise if that's what the committee would want to start to look at. There is a number of, let's see, backups where this makes sense, because it all makes sense in my head, unfortunately. Originally, the city started to refurbish the building over there. There were some things that, at the time, were put on hold for various reasons that would need to be picked back up. The city would need to have a structural engineer look at the structure itself to kind of help us determine what we can and can't do. I'm reluctant to bring in an architect at this point in time. The last time we did that to take out the doors in the front of the community center would have been over $250,000. So sometimes architects have a hard time understanding simple. Mm-hmm. You know, their idea of simple is not necessarily the same as the rest of the world. Nothing against them, and if we had all the money in the world, sure, but we don't. So looking at maybe seeing if the committee would be interested in maybe bringing in, like, the city engineer, kind of starting there, so it's a more of a rubber hits the road type look versus really fancy, at least to start with, to kind of see, get a sense of how far the money can go, kind of taking the idea of, we know what the senior center uses today, how could we fit that in here, what it would take to expand to have that same, you know, kind of footprint for them, you know, that kind of thing as a starting point to see, you know, how far we can go. Does that make sense to everybody? I just didn't want this one to come in back door and catch everybody off guard, so that's why I'm bringing it up. We haven't got the money yet, so it's not like we started anything. We're literally at square one.
Once we get the money, how long do we have before we have to actually use that money?
So this one is not tied to a timeline. We have other funding that's tied to a timeline, which is like 6 years from now. We have to have it committed, basically. It's that $1.4 million that's coming over two fiscal years for us. We have to have it committed to projects by the end of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got plenty of time on that end. But this one is not, it's limited by what we said we were going to use it for, not time.
Gotcha.
And so that's where our limit is.
Well, Isn't the doors kind of the number one priority to start with because of the water that keeps coming in during the winter?
No, it's number two priority.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest. Number one is finishing removing the asbestos from the building. Then the doors. And that would also tie into how we remove the doors in on the north end, because we've got the exact same issues as the other, the other
right. gate.
So, but yeah, and my thought is tying this all together in like as a community center refurbishment expansion concept.
So if it's going to cost $250,000 to...
No, it won't. That's the architect's version, so you have pretty fancy artwork and all kinds of fancy stuff out front.
So
I'm looking for like a bare bones stem wall, some tinted window kind of concept, you know, just something.
Okay, because I was going to say, if it's going to cost that to just fix the doors, would it be worth just maybe throwing it a little bit more and just leveling it and starting fresh?
No, that, absolutely not.
Okay.
You open up a whole different kettle of fish. What it is we'll have that asbestos removal. And right now is a good time because the center's not being super utilized due to COVID. So it's not a huge impact to close it for 3 or 4 days while someone like ATES does their work. And then bring in a contractor then to finish doing the door removal. Now, to fully get done with the grand vision of combining the two centers, the city may have to contribute some funds to it, maybe, but not very much, I wouldn't think. Not with what's going on in my head. I mean, I'm envisioning something very, to me, it'd be more important to match the exterior versus trying to redo the exterior into something fancy because of the long-term plans for that block.
So, it's not anything, Jason, that is going to need an architect or anything like that. It's going to be something that will take, find out from the engineer what you can do, what you can't do. And I guess you would want to enlarge the kitchen, obviously. If you want to bring, no, you don't want to.
No, what I would rather do is actually build a new.
Do what?
Build a new kitchen.
Well, that's what I mean.
Existing one works well with the conference room, and it kind of goes together.
Exactly.
There.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want competing interests.
Yeah.
And last time I checked with those folks down there at the senior center, they're very protective of their kitchen, and I would not want to mess with
them. No, I misspoke.
I'm not dumb. I do alone.
I meant do it.
Yeah, big room, not a kitchen, and maybe a couple of smaller rooms in the back end of it.
Yeah.
You know, we probably have to take out the cube up before it's all said and done. But that's not a huge issue. It's almost one day it's going to fall down on its own anyway. So, you know, so there's a lot of things that, you know, I know some folks that are really good at demo. I wouldn't ask them to put stuff back together, but they're great at tearing stuff apart. but just kind of work that little by little, taking those steps so we know exactly what's on there. Because I'm thinking probably... we've got the Bay Area now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably just almost say another one that size on the back end of the existing bay would be their dining room area, taking out where the generator room is today, using that for the kitchen expansion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of tuck us in close to T-Mobile, you know, and then they would have that, and then probably continuing down from that side, probably where those office spaces would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something along that lines, just kind of spitballing. Definitely would bring in the Senior Center Advisory Council, that's a mouthful, to get their thoughts too, to make sure we're not missing something major.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Is there a time frame we have to get all that asbestos out of there?
No, but it prevents us from doing a lot of things. For us to take the doors out, the asbestos has got to go first because we're going to disturb it. That's the thing, is if you're doing something that disturbs it, then we gotta go. Fortunately, the rest of the building was done. Because when Public Works, when we did it, we had the funding and the time to have ATES come in. And the glue that was used for the carpet was asbestos-based, and all the popcorn ceiling was asbestos-based. They cleaned all of that out, but my funding got robbed at the time, and so I wasn't able to get the Bay Area.
So the icky, worst part is done.
Yeah.
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 So.
So does that building have the potential for like an upstairs or?
At one point in time, it was designed for that, but that's part of what I bring in a structural engineer for, to look at what are really the total options with this building. The flat roof side was intended to have a second story, if you look at the original plans for it. It just never happened.
But wouldn't we have to put in an elevator to have a second story on it?
It depends what it's used for. That's why part of why I said I bring in structural to see what we could and couldn't do. You know, if it's more of a storage area, does it have, you know, if it's not an open area to the public, that doesn't necessarily mean it has to have an elevator. You know, it just all depends. I mean, and then we bring in Russ as well from a building code to see exactly, you know, but my first step to me is kind of getting something on paper so I can take it to these people and say, if we want to do this, what are our roadblocks?
I think that'd be our first step to see what they say. I mean, I think that would be the very first step to do, see what we can do and dollar-wise and where we can go from there, and then maybe bring it back to committee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I just think it's time. I think this city is growing so fast, and community center and community services is huge for people. I mean, with families, and that's what's coming. And I'm really excited about it. I just think it's a great idea.
And I've said before, I think combining the two centers together will let the city be more efficient with its staffing plan.
Well, true. And I think that maybe the people that are doing the senior center might feel more like they belong. You know, that they're down there, and so they're kind of alienated down there. And I think this is a great idea to bring the city all together. I just think it's a great idea.
When Tom Bolden was still here, we were running into people didn't like the stigma of senior centers.
Right, exactly, yeah, sure.
We had programs that we had at the senior center.
Yep.
Yep. So we moved to the community center.
It's a community.
They were successful programs.
Exactly.
And it was literally the same people, same time. I mean, nothing changed. We just moved buildings.
Absolutely. It's the community center. It's the community, and that is huge. We need to get that back. Well, we need to get the community back.
And this community center doesn't get closed during festival or any other event.
Right.
Where the senior center does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I know logistically it makes it a little more difficult for the Meals on Wheels program during festival because of that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I just.
Okay, we'll get to work and
get going on this.
You know, probably pick Public Works' brain some more, and we'll come back with something a little more to look at and kind of spitball a little more and maybe get a few more things identified and just start down this path. I mean, we're not in a hurry. We don't have any timeline or, mm-hmm. you know, deadline, but like I said, I just wanted to get out in front of it, not behind it.
Yeah, no, like I said, I'm just so excited, and it's definitely time.
Councilor Sinico, you have anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Let's do that then. Let's move on to the agenda forecaster review.
So we'll probably be adding a couple of more things on here based off of tonight's stuff, like with Superintendent Tracer's, some of his stuff and whatnot. So I'll have to kind of go back and figure. But really, the library board's still working through their code. I got an email out to the new superintendent for the school, so I'm hoping to meet up with him before too long to start talking about the park.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I love these, because I keep me from forgetting stuff that I would have totally forgot that one. Yeah, so really not a lot. I don't know, Jeremy, are you going to be ready anytime soon to talk about path and park lighting?
Yeah, we can just definitely discuss that next meeting, for sure. We've kind of started a little bit on that, so not too far off on that.
Well, if you're not, that's fine. I was just looking at the future item to see if there was... Yeah, so unless there's something the committee would like to see specifically. Just things will.
I don't have anything.
Nope.
I don't, no, I'm just real happy with the parks and the pool and the community center. Those were huge for me, so.
Well, and I probably will bring back community garden, because believe it or not, we're getting to the point here in the next month or two, we're gonna start budget work.
Oh.
So, weird to think, we're already getting to that time of year.
We just did that.
Well, staff, we start in December of every year.
Yeah.
And here we are, October, and it's like, holy crap. Just to see, you know, if there's some, I wanna make sure I'm making accommodations budgetarily.
Yeah.
Where would the garden be put at?
I have no idea. We've got some ideas, you know, like a Third and Cedar well. There's a couple of well sites where the city owns like a couple of lots, but the well is a really small.
Yeah.
And it puts these gardens out into the community versus making the community come to the garden.
You know, that's a good idea, yeah.
I think it's part of why this one didn't do as well as it could have, because it wasn't convenient.
But, yeah, yeah, because I, it just, it did, for, when it first started, it was, went all great guns, and then it just pooped out, so, yeah, and that makes sense.
Yeah, it got to where there was probably a couple of people that were real regular, and then they got sick and we never saw them again.
Yeah, yeah. And that, it, they, in other cities, they're a great big deal. And I'm wondering too, with the apartments and the townhouses and stuff being built, maybe a lot more interest in that. So, yeah, good.
Ready? Well, if nobody has anything else, I'll adjourn the meeting at 7:11 PM.
7:11? 7:11?